Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya.
Hi, Freya. It's Michelle Buckton here. I'm just calling about my grandson, Riker Buckton. He has an appointment with Rebecca down at Mount Cravat on November the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a school excursion on that day, so...
Oh, yeah. So are we looking to just cancel that one? Would you like to try and rebook it?
Reschedule it, please.
Yeah, no worries. Let me have a quick look and see what we can do. Is that on the 27th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just having a quick look around that week and just seeing what options there might be to reschedule for then. So
I better tell you, I can only do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, beautiful. In that case, Wednesday, we actually did have something Wednesday. This one will be a 12:30 p.m. So a 12:30 p.m. appointment. Would that work for you?
On the 26th?
Yeah, on the 26th.
Yep, that's fine.
Beautiful. All right. I will reschedule that one to the 26th then. Lovely.
Great. It said 12:30.
Yes. Yeah. 12:30 on that day.
12:30 on the 26th. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Beautiful. Good. No worries. All right. I'll just double check if there's anything else I need to make you aware of. I don't believe so.
Yeah, Riker's just in with Rebecca at the moment. We have been discussing, and Rebecca's going to email you because I think her reception girl's not here till next week. We wanted to know Jay's availability to start an IQ test or a...
We're
calling an IQ test. I don't know what you call it, the cognitive or functional
assessment. Yes.
But,
absolutely.
Yeah, we're wanting Jay to do that as soon as possible.
Yes. Let me have a quick look and see what availability Jay would have for that, because I know that it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah, because we did say that. We're hoping to get it done, finalised this year because...
Yes.
I've been treading water for so long, getting things organised for this boy, and we want it done so that the school can have it for next year.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense.
Might have to put Rebecca on hold while we're doing the assessment with Jay.
Right, yeah. So it's like, yeah, so not as intense. Jay does have availability. I don't know if Beck talked you through like what that would look like in terms of assessment like process looks like for just like overall assessments with Therapy Well, but most of the time we try and do a like an intake appointment first before we get straight into assessments, just to make sure that the practitioner is kind of like knows, you know, what the concern is and kind of has a chance to like have a chat with you a bit first.
I don't know if we need that. And I think Rebecca would be the better person to explain it. I mean, I have ADHD myself and I'm not great at explaining any of this sort of stuff. So I think, Rebecca would be better doing a handover.
Yeah,
if that's okay.
Yeah, I think because Beck's calendar is quite full, like until the end of the year, she wouldn't have availability to do like a proper handover and things with Jay for that, probably until early next year. So if we want to try and get it done, as soon as possible, there is availability for Jay to do like assessments. But I would probably say, so I was thinking I might book a intake appointment with you with Jay for maybe the 17th of November. And that would be kind of like having a chat with her. The problem that I can see actually, now I'm just seeing it now, You said that only Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays tend to work for you. Is that right?
Look, to get in with Jay and get this done before the end of the year, I'll take the time off work. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Okay, beautiful. No problem. Okay. Let me have a quick check with Darcy and make sure that this would be enough time to do, like, because it was just the intelligence test, was that right? The IQ?
Yeah.
Or are we looking at, like, full?
I think it's a full.
Okay, beautiful. No worries in that case.
Rebecca is going to email. I'm just getting totally confused.
No, it's all good. No, you're right. Let me see. Do I have it back? Lovely. All right. Yeah. So I'll have a chat with Beth today. I'll give her a call and have a chat with her, and just make sure that you know what her plan is and what she feels like Riker needs from her, because like you said, I think she's going to have a bit more information on that. But I will probably see if we could do Monday the 17th of November as just like a meeting with you and Jay first, to make sure that she has like any information. So basically what she would need is like some background information on Riker, and there's a couple of things that she would just need to get an assessment started that would just require like a chat with you first, basically.
Okay, and what time will that be on the 17th?
Would you be able to do 8:30 a.m.?
8:30? Where's that going to be at?
So it would be at Upper Mount Gravatt for that one. Is that okay with you, or we can do it by telehealth as well?
No, we live in Mount Gravatt. So what I'll do, though, is I'm going to bring Sophie. I can't remember her name. Anyway, Sophie is my Life Without Barriers practitioner.
Beautiful. Okay, great.
Yeah, she's our family support person.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Child safety. Yeah. So, and she can explain all that kind of stuff properly.
Okay. Amazing. That would actually be so helpful. Would she come in person, do you know, or do you think would you like us to send her like a telehealth link for that one?
I'll ask her to come in person, and if she can't, then I'll get back to you.
Oh, you'll let me. Yeah, no worries. Okay, beautiful. So I'll book in that first Monday the 17th with Jay, just so we can get this ball rolling and make sure that we're, you know, getting this at least started, if not completely finished, as soon as possible. And then I will have a chat with Beck today. I'll give her a call and just make sure that, you know, we're both on the same page about what we're going to be booking in for you and Riker.
Okay, then. Fabulous.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michelle.
So you're not able to give me a cost on that at the moment without knowing exactly what we're doing?
Yeah. Without knowing exactly what we're doing, Jay's rates are lower because she is a provisional psychologist. She is currently studying for her Master's of Clinical Psychology. So she's under supervision from our clinical psychologist, Sabrina. It basically means she can do all the same things as Sabrina. Sabrina's just like supervising, you know, complexities and things like that. So she is the best one to do something like this. It means that her rates are going to be $160 per hour rather than the $240 that's standard. So, the very least it's going to be, you know, that first session is going to be $160, and then we'll let you know how much report writing and the actual assessment sessions would be.
Okay. All right. Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries at all. I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.